I came to the Faith Home in Zion one time when Elder Brooks was still alive, and they asked me to speak. And presently I raved like a wild man of Borneo. The word of God was like fire, like liquid fire in my mouth. And oh, it was terrific. And I've had that experience every time I went to that place. And I knew why. Why those hearts were really wanting to be ready for the coming of the Lord. And Jesus Christ unsheathed his sword. Do you know that he says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. And when he doesn't rebuke and chasten us anymore, it's a sure sign that he's given us up to a reprobate mind. He said, he's turned to his idols. Leave him alone. There's no more use. Oh, how we need that rebuke and that chastening of the Lord. And after I got through raving like that, Elder Brooks came and he shook my hand. He said, boy, am I glad you came. He says, for 4 weeks, day after day, the Lord made me rave like this until the people got sore. And I began to think that I was out of God's will. And now you come along and you continue the work. Now I know that I was in God's will. Oh, beloved, what grace, what mercy, when God works in us to will.